they have their reasons. Thinking about her is unnerving. They don't like to look death in the face so close, something like that. Luca closes her eyes and remembers that last year, that last birthday, 14 years old. Polly is 14, and Luca is 17 now, will be 18 in 2 short months. There was always that distance between them, Luca being born in the long days of summer, and Polly coming so much later, arriving in the world during the spring bloom. She waits there for as long as she can bear. Maybe it's an hour, maybe it's a minute. But when she's done, Luca opens her eyes and looks down at the water again. She kisses her fingers and then holds them out to the air, her only goodbye to the girl she's let down the most. "I love you," she says, words she never said when Polly was alive. "I'll see you next year." Then she leaves. She's always leaving Polly behind, further and further with each day. Chapter 2. When Luke awakes on Friday and pushes back the covers, there is a line across her legs, turning her light brown skin golden, a beam of sun pushing through the crack in the curtains. She closes her eyes against it. Sometimes she is so sick of the sun that she could climb up into the sky and rip it down with her bare hands. She gets out of bed and goes to the balcony, stepping out into the early morning quiet. Down below, the backyard is a carefully controlled explosion of flowers surrounding the wide deck and curling past the pool, edging their way along the green, green lawn. At the end of the garden is the beach, and then the ocean, glittering bright under the sun, as it always does. Luca turns her gaze left, to the edge of the property next door, the house where Polly used to live, the house that has been sitting empty since her parents left, as if people thought it was haunted. But then this spring, it's sold, sign outside, and now new people will live there, new people will sleep in Polly's bedroom and walk her steps down to the beach, and it's really over, Luca thinks. It's done. No more Polly. This is the last place that felt like she was still alive, the house suspended in time, a living, breathing space seeming to say, "I will stay for as long as it takes. I will be here until the truth is known." But no more. Luca sighs and steps back into her room. She gets dressed, sort of. High-waisted, vintage-style bikini. She does not subscribe to such outdated rules like fat girls should wear one-pieces, fuck that, and a sheer black robe, and twists her long curls into a knot on top of her head. Sometimes she is tired of the sun, but all of the time, she needs it to live. She makes her way through the house, past the framed photos along the upper walkway, down the soft carpeted stairs, cutting through the open living room where her sister's diploma hangs above the piano. "Only temporarily," Whitney says every few weeks. "Once this internship is over, I'm thinking about going to New York. Or Chicago, or Austin. The place changes, but the fact that Whitney is not leaving doesn't. No one really leaves Paris. Whitney had gone to college, but she came back, just like everybody else did, like Luca is destined to do someday. Outside, she takes off her robe and slips into the pool and stays there, suspended in the water as the sun moves through the sky and time seems so still. So she doesn't know what time it is when a shadow falls on her as she floats on her back. "Do you ever get out?" the shadow says. Luca turns over and swims to the edge, holding on to the side and looking up at her sister. "You look like shit," she says, but she doesn't mean it. She never means it, even when Whitney looks like she does today, clearly hungover in last night's dress, lipstick still stained on her mouth, her long dark hair pulled up in a sloppy ponytail. Whitney is her big sister, and always beautiful because of that. "Ha!" Whitney kicks off her heels so she can sit and slide her feet into the water. "Did Mom ask where I was?" "I haven't seen her," Luca says. "I can't believe you were out all night. I thought it was a work thing. You hate them." "It was," Whitney says, a small smile.